Previously on 24.
Reza's parents are here.
Where is Reza?
Men from the government are here talking to him.
Who wired that money in the Sayed Ali's accounts?
Bob Warner, Marie's father.
Come with me, please.
What did you tell them?
The truth.
How did you get in here without my authorization?
I need to talk to you.
You're not my wife anymore, Sherry.
It's not about us.
Then what?
There are members of your own administration allying against you. That's why I came here today. Megan, I need to get you out of here because I want you to be safe, okay? Come on.
I called all the departments. Your daughter's not with any of them.
Oh, then where the hell is she?
Give her to me, Kim.
We need to get out of here.
Get his car keys.
Nina killed your wife. I don't want you anywhere near her.
My goal is the same as yours, to stop this bomb.
Who is the man of Visalia?
The man of Visalia is Mahmoud Fahim. He's the only one who knows where the bomb is.
The team assembled in Visalia left tactical and field units.
It's all right, Nina. It's all right. Just take it easy.
The following takes place between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Command authority.
I owe you, Doug. Thank you.
No problem.
Get in the plane.
Bauer. Rick Phillips, FBI. Agent Harris and myself will be your transit team to Visalia. We like reinforcements once we're on the ground.
So we're clear here, Jack? I know what you did to Ed Bowen.
Rick, right? Do yourself a favor. Stay out of this. Do your job. Get us to Visalia.
My job is to make sure this runs smoothly. That means keeping her safe. Consider me your new chaperone.
Two lines of communication set up through CTU. One for mobile, one for the translator. It's going to be tricky right now because their phone lines are still sketchy.
It's already done.
Good.
Way to go, Kate. You broke his parents' hearts, too.
I'm so sorry, Marie, but I don't know what these government people found. And believe me, I wish they hadn't have found anything. But are you curious? Why are they asking Dad questions now?
Because you started a witch hunt in our family.
No, Marie. It's because Reza is connected to some bad people. Maybe even terrorists.
You're out of your mind.
We're not gonna put our heads in the sand, Marie. Or this could end up hurting Dad. We're not gonna let that happen.
Come with me.
What did you tell them, Reza? What did you accuse my father of?
I didn't accuse him of anything. It's his company, not mine.
What's that supposed to mean? You're pointing your finger at him to cover yourself.
Hate!
Stay out of this, Marie.
You don't talk to her like that. Now, you listen to me. I have done more for your father than you will ever know. And all I've ever gotten from you is suspicion and resentment. And you know what? I'm sick of it.
Well, I'm not the one that connected you to a terrorist.
No? Then who did? Because I don't know any terrorists, Kate! All I know is that you paid for someone to dig up dirt on me.
Well, apparently you did.
No, he didn't, because all he found out was stuff about Bob. not me. So if anybody's guilty of anything, it is your father.
Don't you make this about my father.
Just stop it. Stop, Kate! Both of you, stop it.
Nice work, Kate.
Well, why don't you just call me when you get that?
I'll have it today.
Okay.
Is 4 o'clock too late?
No, that's good for me.
I'll talk to you then.
Yeah, good. All righty. Bye-bye. Well, if it isn't the chief of staff himself. Mike!
Sherry. You look beautiful, as always. What are you doing here? Did David ask you to come here?
No. I just showed up on my own.
So, how have you been?
Fine, Mike. Just fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a challenging year. But what is it they say? We learn from our mistakes and grow from our misfortunes.
Have you told that to David?
No. I don't think he's ready to hear that yet. Not now. But he is waiting for you, so why don't you just go on?
I'll see you later. I'm sure.
Here you go, sir.
You don't speculate. Don't say anything. We simply don't know where he is. That is our position.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
All right. All right, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sir, we have to talk about Ron Wieland.
What about him? Does anybody know we have him sequestered?
Well, no, but Jenny just got a call from Wieland's production crew. They haven't seen him in the last 4 hours. And pretty soon they're going to figure out the last person they did see him with was you.
Then leak a story.
Mike, good to see you.
I got here as soon as I could, Mr. President. Hi, Lynn.
Mike.
I spoke to Armis. He brought me up to speed on the Wieland situation. I did some research and found out there is precedent for the executive branch taking action against the press at times of national crisis.
So, when you say leak a story, what kind of a story? What?
Make it appear as though Wieland went to Portland for the rest of the day on a personal matter. Armis can arrange that. It's a band-aid, but it'll get us through the day.
Talk to Armis. Put it in motion.
Yes, sir.
I saw Sherry on my way in. Should I attach any significance to that?
It was her decision to come here.
That's what she said. But I have to tell you, I'm surprised you're allowing her to stay.
The time being, Mike. Just for the time being. Let's go to the OC. I'll bring you up to speed. There's a lot to cover.
Good, you want to send that on to division?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mason.
Yeah?
I just got off the phone with Ed Miller.
How's it going between Jack and Nina?
He doesn't know. Jack drugged him and got on the plane without him.
Please tell me you're kidding.
Sloan's bringing Ed back now. What do you want me to do?
We're on a plane to Visalia. There's nothing anybody can do. Except hope that his impulse for revenge doesn't cloud his judgment.
Cloud his judgment? You mean like drugging one of our agents?
What can I say? The guy's a little crazy. That's why I didn't want him here in the first place, but... he gets results, and we need some pretty big results here. So.
Just because Sherry tells you that there's a conspiracy in the government arraying against you, that doesn't make it true.
But if it is true, it will affect every aspect of our response to this bomb. Sherry was right about the military evacuation of Los Angeles.
That's specific information. She still has well-rounded sources. But a conspiracy? Don't forget where she's coming from. She may have her own agenda, Mr. President.
I'm well aware of that, Mike. She's on a tight leash. I want to find her source.
Let me look into this so-called cabal against you.
there's any substance to it, I'll uncover it. Right now, the country needs your attention on the situation in L.A.
Start with Stanton.
Stanton. The head of NSA. Conspiring against the President of the United States. Aside from the enormous implications of that were true, hasn't he always been an ally to you?
Yes. But he's also Eric Rayburn's boss. And it's not inconceivable that Rayburn could be doing Stanton's bidding. Those two have always been on the same page, Mike.
It's not enough to indict Roger.
I know. That's why I want you to check him out. I'm hoping you can prove me wrong.
I'll talk to Roger as soon as I settle in, see if I can get a read on him.
Thanks, Mike.
How long till we land?
About 10 minutes.
How far is Fahey from the airport?
I'll tell you when we land. Can I have some water?
We are fighting the clock here, Nina, so you better start talking to me. How far is Fahey from the airport?
We need her to cooperate, Jack. Threatening her isn't going to help.
Fine. Get her changed. I need her to look like a civilian.
No.
Here. She doesn't leave my sight.
Why don't you come by and see? We're, you know, it's not the Ritz-Carlton, but it's working for us.
Okay, I'll come on down.
I gotta go.
All right.
Yeah?
Jack's about to land in Visalia.
Have they got a location for Fahey out of here?
No, not until they land.
Well, stay on and I'll be down in a minute.
Espresso for the lady is
hot.
Out of
3 and 5 cents,
change. Hello?
John, it's your father. Well, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Look, I know it's been a while.
2 years.
That long?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my fault. Look, John, I'd really like to see you today.
I can't.
It's important.
Dad, listen, you can't just call me out of the blue and expect me to jump, because first off, I don't really want to see you, and even if I did, I can't. I'm busy.
Look, I know I screwed up, and I understand if I'm not your favorite person in the world right now, but can you just set that aside and do this one thing for me? I need you to come to CTU. You know where that is, right?
I can't do it today, Dad. I told you, I'm in the middle of something. Just tell me what's going on.
I need to see you, John. That's what's going on.
You know what? You're not listening to me, Dad. I'm in the middle of something right now. I'm going to have to call you when I have a chance.
Get up. I got it.
Agent Dougherty.
Jack Bauer.
Agent Phillips and Harris.
We're all set up. All we need now is a location.
Where are we going, Nina? What's the location?
It's a thrift store on North Collins.
What's the name?
Crescent Collectibles.
What's our transportation?
Three teams, three vehicles. They're waiting for your orders. Crescent Collectibles is in the De Anza district. That's not too far from here. We can set up base camp here at the airport.
Do it.
What do you want to do with her?
She stays with me.
Why? Keep her here and my guys will watch her? She'll be out of the way.
I'm going to use her.
Use her how?
You'll see.
All right, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roger.
Mike, heard you were here.
I understand the president handed Eric Rayburn his walking papers.
Well, Eric messed up. The president was right to dismiss him.
Still, he fired someone you appointed. It takes character to support that.
And I got a nasty workload today. You have to excuse me.
Actually, the president wants me to insert myself into your day.
Oh, it might be difficult. I'm moving a mile a minute here.
I understand. I'd like to have a look at any paper you have on the most active leads. Let me play catch up.
All right. Could use a little help in the civil response area.
Great. I'll be working up here in 4. Get me what you got.
Update me.
Well, CTU Los Angeles is yielding the most promising leads. They raided a warehouse this morning within city limits, and they found weapons-grade nuclear material. Langley is using satellite playback as we speak to determine who is there.
Suspect was killed?
There was a shootout. Division's having a hard time IDing the body.
What's this?
Well, apparently Jack Bauer is still involved in the investigation.
I thought he was dismissed after he completed this morning's assignment.
No, he's heading the team that's tracking Mahmoud Fahin. And Nina Myers, the woman you granted immunity to this morning, she's helping them.
Jack Bauer and Nina Myers are working together?
Yes, sir. I believe he volunteered.
What's the time divisibility?
From the time we break in until we get him secured, we estimate 30 seconds.
We're back on through the roof.
We're looking at the building plans to see if it's viable.
It's not. He'll have sensors on the wall and foundations. If you guys go in through the front door, that'll give him enough time to commit suicide.
If he's so willing to die, why'd he leave Los Angeles?
He doesn't want to be collateral damage, but that doesn't mean he won't give up his life to protect the plant.
We can't afford to take a chance. We need this guy alive.
Gas canister?
Won't work. He knows all our protocols and is prepared.
Doesn't know any protocols.
She gave them to him. Doesn't matter. Nina, you're going in.
What?
He knows you.
He also thinks I'm in prison.
You better make him believe you got out.
The day his bomb's supposed to go off, he'll know I'm lying.
You're a good liar, Nina. The only way he's gonna know is if you let him. We need 30 seconds.
He is gonna put a bullet in my head before I can say hello, and then he's gonna turn the gun on himself.
We'll make sure he doesn't turn the gun on himself.
How's it looking?
Good. We've got all the channels open. We're just waiting for the feeds.
Do we know what dialect of Arabic Fahin speaks?
Yeah, Nina gave us the information.
Mr. Mason, Tony Almeida's on the line.
Yeah, Tony.
Nair's starting to talk. He says that Bob Warner's the one that had dealings with Syed Ali. Of course, Warner claims he doesn't know anything about it.
Well, why don't you bring them both in? We'll separate them and turn up the heat.
Are you giving me the okay to arrest these people?
Well, if they don't come willingly, that's exactly what I'm doing.
On what charge?
Well, I don't care if it's jaywalking. Just bring him in.
Okay. You got it.
What's going on with my father?
Give me a minute, please. I need you to get Bob Warner. Finish this up at CTU, okay?
Got it.
Reza, I'm gonna need you to come with us.
Come with you where?
Back to CTU.
For what?
Further questioning.
I'm not going with you anyway.
Look, I'm not arresting anybody. Yet. But I will if you force me to. Now, you're coming with us either way. How we do this is entirely up to you.
Just do what the man says, Raisa. Don't argue with him.
Bob, I haven't done anything wrong. He can't arrest me.
Raisa, please, do this for me. Okay?
Then I'm coming with you.
No, we can't take you with us, ma'am.
Then I'll follow you. You've ruined my wedding day. I'm not going to let you separate me from my fiancé.
Right this way.
Dad.
Call everyone, explain the wedding's been postponed, okay? I want you to call Larry and tell him where I am.
Dad, Larry's a tax attorney.
Doesn't matter.
You two haven't been formally introduced. Lynn Kresge, Sherry Palmer.
Lynn, it's lovely to meet you.
Mrs. Palmer. Mr. President, there were a few guidelines from Director Stanton that I wanted to go over with you in this meeting.
Okay, let me just break the ice here. Lynn, I have invoked executive privilege and have granted Sherry a provisional security clearance.
I see.
This meeting's about the possibility of people inside this administration who may be organizing against me.
Against you?
David, maybe you should bring Lynn up to speed on where we are with Roger Stanton.
Mr. President?
Lynn, I'm sorry. Things have been happening too fast today. And our problems are compounded by the possibility of a dissenting faction.
And you think that Roger might be a part of that?
It's possible.
Well, if you don't mind my asking, sir, what led you to this hypothesis?
It troubles me to articulate this, Lynn. But the ambassador's helicopter accident solved a lot of Roger Stanton's issues.
Sir, those issues were shared by many
others. I'm so sorry to interrupt. David, but there's something else that you probably don't know, Lynn, and that is that Roger Stanton has been having secret meetings with the minority leader in the Senate, and Eric Rayburn has been in attendance.
Well, actually, Sherry, I am aware of those meetings. They were trying to forge a bipartisan base in order to stop questionable allocations that were being made by the Armed Services Committee. And, sir, the only reason I did not brief you on this earlier is because the vote is not for another 2 months. But I have very detailed records if you would like to take a look at them.
This doesn't solve any of our problems today. We've got to avert a disaster, and we can't do that if our own people are working against us. Now, I need to know that Roger Stanton is supporting this administration.
I'm already working alongside Roger. Lynn, I'd like you to keep track of your conversations with him as well.
Now, I've put together a list of people on the Hill who might be able to help in this matter.
Thank you, Mike.
Communications, Paul Coughlin speaking.
Hi, Paul. This is Kate Warner. Is Ralph Burton there?
No, I'm sorry, Kate. Ralph's not here. Can I help you with something?
I need to talk to Ralph.
Well, he left for the day. You know, he works for me. I'm familiar with the case. Is there something I can do for you?
I need some help. I have to get into my father's private records.
Lynn? Lynn?
Yes?
Can I have a sec?
Sure.
I know that you're uncomfortable with me taking some of these tasks from you. After all, I'm not officially on David's staff.
Mrs. Palmer, my discomfort has nothing to do with you being on his staff. My only concern is to protect and to serve the president. I need to know the people around him are competent. I simply don't know you.
Well, you seem like a pretty smart woman, Lynn, so let me explain something to you clearly. David did not get here by himself. He's had competent people around him his entire life. Obviously, you're one of them. Not necessarily the best, just the most recent. So have some respect for those of us who put him into office. We just might be able to help you.
Fair enough.
Be careful, Sherry. I need Lynn. Don't turn this into a competition.
I understand. I just need her to know that I'm not just around here as window dressing.
I'm sure she got the message.
I'll behave. Promise.
Sherry. You don't have a lot of friends here today. In fact, it seems like every time I turn around, somebody's advising me to send you away.
Then why don't you?
Because you may be able to get information that nobody else can.
Positive ID through your camera, we'll be in within 30 seconds.
This is it.
Get out. Get out!
All teams on alert. Nina is in play. Nina is in play.
This is Team 2. We've got it. Roger that, Team 2.
Stay on frequency 1. Michelle, can you read me?
Copy, Jack.
Okay, she's in.
We're moving into position now.
Is there something I can help you find?
I need to see Mahmoud.
I'm sorry, I don't know any Mahmoud.
Tell him Nina is here to see him.
Nina? Wait here, please. Fiwati, isima ni na itridi chufak.
La la, mustahil, mustahil. Here fil sijen.
Ya Nina.
Mush mumkin. Inti mitakda anha Nina?
Naam, naam.
Tayeb, tayeb. Dakhliha.
Come with me.
Michelle, all I've got is static. There's nothing on my monitor. What's going on?
She's leading her through a door into a hallway.
Against the wall. Hands in the air.
Now it looks like they're checking for weapons.
What are they saying?
She said they thought she was in prison. Nina says she escaped.
Yalla!
Now they're taking her into another room.
Looks like the one off the east exit.
So we're home.
Hadi nafsa kulshi tamam.
Taali.
Ana harqt min al sujuna federaliya. Wachowski khawalira tabal amaliya. Sidni maka sahala. Jaza fi kulshi hada akhro.
Bal hazam akhroj min al balad alan. Ana andar fulus.
ولكن أهم من كل شيء أن تكون على جنبي. أرجوك ساعدني.
Who is she talking to?
I can't tell, the target's still in shadow.
Well, what are they saying?
She said, she's explaining how she had to pay to escape from prison.
Jack, should we go?
No, not until I have confirmation that it's Fahim. My audio just went dead.
Yeah, I lost mine too.
Okay, that's it. Everybody go.
Okay, let's go.
Right now, Aunt Carol. It'll probably be another 4 or 5 hours. Okay, we will. Bye.
damn it.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Just play cool.
Cool, we're in a stolen car.
License and registration, please.
Did I do something wrong?
You were speeding. Registration, too?
This is my boss's car. I'm not sure where he keeps it. I'm sure it's in here somewhere. I think this is it.
Here you go.
Be right back.
What the hell are you doing?
Anything else I can do for you, George?
No, Ken, I got a computer.
Got it.
Sorry, George. Hey, I told you I needed to see you, right?
What happened here?
Never could get you to watch the news, could I?
If you're looking to bond here, Dad, having your son arrested probably isn't the best way to do that.
Look, I don't have much time, John. Things are happening here. I can't go into it fully.
You could never go fully into much of anything, could you, Dad?
No, it's my line of work.
That's just something you should look into it if you decide to start a second family.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. Look, I understand if you're angry.
I'm not angry. I don't care. I really just don't understand. What are you trying to do here?
I got this bank account. Nobody knows about it. It's got a couple $100,000 in it. I want you to have it. It's a number for my bookkeeper, who I've already spoken to, and he's going to be transferring the money into your account.
Let me get this right, then. You bringing me here to tell me you're giving me money? What did you expect me to do? Huh? Did you expect me to give you a hug? Dad, I don't want your money.
Well, then give it to your mom. I'm sure she does. See, the thing is, I'm not going to be needing it, so...
Yeah, why is that? Why is that, Dad? Listen, you don't bring me here, offer me a small fortune, then not tell me what's going on.
I'm dying, John. Something like that, yeah. Look, John, something bad is going to happen in Los Angeles today. And I need you to leave town.
You want me to leave now?
Why don't you go to Phoenix and stay with your mom for a little while, yeah? I mean, John, it's dangerous to be here. I can't explain it to you, but we just have to go, okay? Just go.
Dad, listen. This doesn't... Matt, damn it.
You're a good kid. I hope I didn't mess you up too bad. All right?
Get out of here, all right?
Just
get out of here, okay?
Oh, God.
My vehicle is registered to a Gary Matheson, no warrant.
We can't let him take us back to L.A.
I know. What's he taking so long?
Say, this is your boss's car?
Yes.
Who's the little girl?
Oh, I'm her au pair.
The what?
She babysits her.
I wasn't talking to you. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna let you get off with just a warning this time, but you slow down. All right?
Yes, officer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold up. Well, step out of the car and open up the trunk. Step out of the car and open up the trunk.
Your head. No.
Stay there. Cross your legs. Stay there. Stay still.
Officer in need of assistance.